Happy Laugh Day and welcome to Papa G the Caveman, my spiritual stand-up comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and a spiritual listening and your host for today's program, the Baba G's Laughter Factory Show. And if you like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute for the first time callers, of course, and so many other offers that Keen provides throughout the times. Keep a watchful eye. And so you got laughter. Remember to laugh more. And Babaji's Laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. Thank you for joining my Sunday show. Love one another and take care of each other as always. Share freely and totally. No fear. When Babaji's here, I kick your crutches. Now, I'm going to take a few colors in order received here. You're on air. Hello, hello. Go ahead. Your name? Hello, hello. Hello. Yes, yes. Hello. Your name for the audience, please. Welcome.
Moana.
Hi, Moana. Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
All right. So, go ahead. Ask me your question, darling.
I'm wondering what's going on with my soul partner.
Uh-huh. What is your soul partner's name, please?
Yes, Jack.
Yes. He is actually going through a phase of a depression, and it's not a happy phase for him, and he's feeling a little withdrawn from the world. It has to do also with his spiritual growth, and it's not an alarming stuff, but if you just be a bit more patient with him, give him the space he wants, not that he needs it, I mean, but then he'll come around when he is in good mood and more balanced, and he will communicate with you. He loves you, he feels for you, and he thinks about you quite often, and anytime you think about him as well. So do not worry, no fear, then Babaji is here. Okay?
Thank you.
Is that good enough for you? For more in-depth details, go ahead and give me a call. You know, I offer email readings as well, for the price per minute. There's a charge there, and so you can get in-depth details on anything you want. Okay?
Thank you.
Love you, and thank you for coming back on my show. Blessings to you. Good night, Moana Princess.
All right.
Thank you. All right. So, next person in line, please connect me with that. Hello, hello. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Barbara G. Hi, Barbara G. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Your name and where you're coming from, please?
This is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hello, Lisa. Brooklyn girl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very, very nice. Very good. Thank you so much. New York City. New York pizza. All right. So go ahead. Ask your question.
Yes, I just wanted to give you some updated information because I'm intuitive myself and I just, need guidance. So I asked you a question before, should I go into acting or should I go into the music business? And you said, no, go into acting. Now I see why.
Yes.
Okay. It's just too many issues going on. Those people are not me. I wanted to go into management, but I don't know. I think I just want to focus on really what I'm wholeheartedly at, which is acting. So I just wanted to validate that with you.
Your question being what? You want to
just to stay on acting, yes. And just to focus, I just wanted to validate with you that I should just focus on my acting instead of the music business. Because I see what you mean about the music business.
Yes, one thing. There's more politics and competition in music business. It's hard to get in unless you have a hit song. Now, in acting, there is more, you know, we are talking about, you know, Hollywood and the industry and all that. The thing is, acting is like you can get in and learn and do while, you know, you play with your hit song and create something that really stands out, and that also later you can push that through. If your song is not a hit song, then it ain't going to, you know, fruit. So that's the way it goes. But like I said, go and pursue your acting, and while you know, sing in the bathroom and write and sing and make a hit song, have it beat, and then you will win. And don't forget Babaji's Orphans either when you become so big, bigger than life.
No, never.
Yes.
Never.
Well, I gave birth to lots of celebrities, you know, in Hollywood and other and Bollywood and India.
Really?
Yes. And I have made a lot of people famous, rich, and like many, you know, celebrities and musicians and everything. And now they're authors, they're, you know, singers and actresses and all that. So, just good luck to you and all the best. Just laugh more. It's going to help you the best. And thank you so much for coming back on my show. And we love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Babaji. I really appreciate it. I love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're most welcome. All right. Good night. Thank you. Next person in line, please. Yes, go ahead. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Papa. Hey, this is Tasha.
Yes, Tasha. How are you doing?
Hey, Papa.
From California. I remember. Okay, we got audiences. We got the Cali girl here now, and she's a laughter virus infected from Babaji's Laughter Factory, and she can't stop laughing. This is a problem now. Okay, let's monitor this laughter right now. Okay, go ahead, darling.
Yeah, I want to know, when do you see the romance picking up for me and him, Antonia? When do you see that picking up?
Yes. You're talking about the sandal, right? The sandal,
Henry. The twin.
Oh, yeah, Henry.
Yeah, when you see Henry, that picking up, yeah.
Yeah, actually, Henry, he's been thinking intensely about you past 1 week, like past 5 days. So it's just a matter of time that he's going to just pick up the phone or text you and then follow up with phone calls. I would say within like within 15 days, more or less, from now.
Oh, okay. So when do you see the... when you see the romance? Like, when you see the romance? What month?
Oh, that one, within, I would say, within 31, 32 days, yeah, to be more. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So no worries.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just keep it smiling.
Okay. Thank you, Papa.
All right.
All right. Enjoy
so
your
much
Memorial.
For calling. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You too, everybody. Meow, meow.
Yep.
All right. I love you. Thank you. Good night. Good night, darling.
Good night.
All right. Next in line. Hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on air. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Babaji.
Yes.
Hello.
It's your name, please, for the audience, and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, Florida girls. Yes, beautiful. Thank you. So you just always, like Zorro, you fight with mosquitoes out there, right? Yes. And lots of humidity. I remember Florida very well. You have to take showers 5 times a day. I was just feeling sticky. As if you just did not take any shower. OMG.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and ask your one question. Go ahead, darling.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
My question.
Lisa Love. Mm-hmm.
Yes. My question is, if you see anyone coming into my life where, you know, it could lead to marriage.
Yes. Actually, yes. In your case, you've been waiting for a long time. There is a twin flame coming in your life. But since you look so gorgeously younger than your age, somehow this guy, I hope you don't mind, but he's younger than you. Okay?
Oh.
But he sounds wise for, like, his own age, and so that's the thing is, he's going to be a twin flame, but he was from your past life, and you had a deep relationship, and so that's what is in the play, and it's going to be more or less within 13 months, okay, and he's not that far from you, like maybe 4 or 5 years younger than you, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
and you're going to be very happy.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your one question, and we are almost out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. Wish you all the best, my dear ones, and goodbye, everybody, and happy Memorial Day. Tomorrow to everybody in the United States or whoever, you know, celebrates it. And remember to laugh more. Uh-huh.